We were hoping that he would be the one. We were hoping. We were hoping that she would get better. We were hoping that he would change. We were hoping that she would stop. Hoping that we could work it out. Hoping that it was just a fluke. We were hoping. We were so hoping. The downcast disciples on the road to Emmaus uttered perhaps the three saddest words in all the Gospels. We were hoping. They go on to tell the tale of how their hope collapsed on a cross. The stranger walking with them might have said, but when God closes a door, he opens a window. Lutheran pastor Nadia Boltz-Weber writes that whenever a well-meaning someone says that to her, she immediately looks around for that open window so that she can push them out of it. The stranger on the road did not urge the grieving disciples to look on the right side, to just cheer up, but encouraged them with the truth that only a God who has himself suffered can bring any real hope of resurrection. He explained that despite the Christ's suffering, death, burial, and descent into hell, they still had reason. What was true for Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus is true for us disciples on other roads. The resurrection of Jesus Christ assures us that in the face of our sufferings, deaths, burials, and occasional descents into hell, there's not just a chance that God will intervene, but a guarantee of such intervention. We don't know when, where, or how it might happen, but it will. Boltz-Weber writes that despite every disappointing thing we have ever done or that we have ever endured, there is no hell from which resurrection is impossible. The Christian faith is one that kicks at the darkness until it bleeds daylight. Gorgeous song. Did you borrow that from the songwriter? The Christian faith is one that kicks at the darkness until it bleeds. It is not mere optimism or wishful thinking, but Christian hope that burns within us, fueling the faith that kicks relentlessly at the darkness until daylight.